Today on Real Radio.
There's false doctrine and false teachers and false prophets announcing to you that Israel no longer has a place in God's plan, that God is done with Israel. Israel is nothing. They have no right to the land, and no Jews really exist. This is being preached in churches. Beware.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack delivers a special presentation today, and I've got a thought-provoking question for you. When you see the events going on that are unfolding in the Middle East right now, are they just a long list of international news items? Should you and I just kind of shrug our shoulders and say, well, come on, why can't they all just get along? Or are there principalities at work here that you and I just don't see? You know, it really is true that if we don't know Scripture, then we'll never really understand what's going on with Israel and everyone that seems to be against them. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in part two of his lesson called, What's Really Happening in the Middle East?
And Libya. Look at your Bible. Are you looking at this? Libya is Libya. Are with them, all of them with shield and helmets. Gomer, which is interesting. Where's Gomer? Where's ancient Gomer? Gomer, according to Genesis chapter 10, it is the area of the Black Sea region today. What religion is dominant in the Black Sea region today? Islam. And all its troops, the house of Togomar. Togomar? What is the famous house of Togomar? Turkey. Turkey was never a player until Erdogan came into power. He's anti-Israel, pro-Islamic. Turkey boasts itself as being secular, but not anymore. Its leadership is Islamic. Far from the north, the old King James is from the uttermost parts of the north, the furthest point north. All of its troops, many people are with you. That is Gog. Prepare yourself and be ready. You and all your companies that are gathered about you, and be a, circle the word guard. If you've attended this church for a while, your Bible's already been circled right there. And the word guard, you already know, is the Hebrew word for supplier. That's what the word means, a supplier. You will be a supplier. Can you believe this is in the Bible? Of course I can believe it's in the Bible. It's, can I believe that it's in the newspapers today? That's the tip. My Bible said in the last days, whoever Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal is, this northernmost part of a nation will arm these nations that are being mentioned right here, right now. And every one of these nations has an arms treaty with Russia today. And by the way, some of those treaties have come into being in the last year. These are just wake-up calls God is sending us. Verse 8, after many days you will be visited. When? In the latter years, you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Palestine. No, what does your Bible say? Israel! When did your Bible say that? 3,000 years ago today. You get that? Come on, get excited, will you? Listen, you see, can you say, is it legal to say Israel? God says Israel. Okay, the Roman Empire said Palestine. They made it up. God says it's Israel. It's always been Israel. It's going to stay Israel, God says. Okay, so watch this. God says Israel, which had long been desolate. Is that not true? They were brought back out of the nations. Oh my goodness, was that not true? And all of them dwell safely. The word dwell safely means an assumed peace. It's not a real peace. Did you know Israel today believes that it's once, they say, we just want to live in peace. We don't want to war with anybody. We just want to be left alone. We live in peace. They don't live in peace. When all the neighborhood that lives around them wants to destroy them, you don't live in peace. You may get an ice cream cone or a falafel this afternoon and enjoy and act like things are okay. It's not okay when your enemies are planning your demise. It's an assumed peace. Who says? Bible says. Don't you love the accuracy of your Bible? Verse 9, You will ascend and come like a storm, covering the land like a cloud. You and all your troops and many peoples or nations with you. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. You can read about this plan in the various newspapers today. We're going to show some of them to you in a moment. You will say, I will go up against the land of unwalled villages. I will go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a plunder and to take a booty, to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited. Did that not happen in Israel? You got to look, not now, later. Look at Israel in 1920, aerial photographs or photographs from the mountaintops. Look at Israel, 1920, and look at Israel today. Israel's a forest today. It's awesome. Look at it. He says, middle of verse 12, and against the people gathered from the nations who have acquired livestock and goods, who dwell in the midst of the land. Verse 13, Sheba and Dedan. Circle that. Sheba and Dedan during Ezekiel's time is today exactly the area of the crown or royal family, the Said family, the Saudi Arabia nation today, is Sheba and Dedan. Now watch what happens with Sheba and Dedan. Sheba and Dedan do not join this coalition of invading Islamic nations. These nations that are going to join up with a Russian-sponsored Islamic nation agenda, Sheba and Dedan, Saudi Arabia, is not involved. I find that interesting and currently accurate. The merchants of Tarshish, predominantly the area of Spain, southern Europe, western Europe. Western, southern, including Spain, Tarshish. They don't get involved. What do they do? By the way, and their young lions. Some people say, that's America. Well, it may be, but this we know for sure. It's the western nations that have been born out of Europe. Does it include America? We don't know. It could, probably does, but why mention these? They will say to you, who's you? Circle the word you, Gog, G-O-G. These nations, Saudi Arabia, the merchants of Tarshish, Europe, and the nations that have come out of Europe will say to the invading leader, Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, with a coalition of Turkey, Persia, Libya, those regions, Ethiopia with northern Sudan, when they come against the other nations, Saudi Arabia, we know, the Tarshish nations, possibly America, the West, what will they say? Verse 13 in the middle. Have you come to take a plunder, to gather your army, to take a booty, to carry away silver and gold, to take away livestock and goods, and to take a great plunder? That's all they say. Mark this, everyone. The United Nations, apparently, will simply say to an invasion in the Middle East, why are you doing this to the Jews? File a UN resolution. File another one, and then another one. That's all we do is file UN resolutions. We never do anything. In fact, United Nations military have no bullets in their guns. They're not allowed to. Did you know that? Why would you be in an army? They got army clothes. I've seen these guys. I've talked to these guys. I've met these guys. They got military gear on. They have a pistol on their hip. They got helmets. They're stupid. The helmets are blue. You can spot them from 10 miles away. Oh, there's one. Shoot one. But there's no need to shoot one because they're unarmed. So when you hear of UN peacekeeping troops are being deployed into the region, do you know what that means? That means you're paying, you, America, you are paying a lot of money for those guys to stay in the best hotels in the region. I've seen it. And they walk around and they just stand there. We're the UN. And if you go to the Middle East, the UN officially stands for the United Nothing. They can't do anything. It's a joke. The nations of Sheba and Dedan and others simply say, what's happening? They don't do a thing about it. I'm going to show you today why they can't do a thing about it. Verse 14, therefore, son of man, prophesy against Gog. Thus says the Lord God, on that day when my people Israel dwell safely, you will know it. Then you will come up from your place out of the far north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company of mighty army, and you will come against my people. Underline that. My people, Israel, says God, are his people even to the end. There's false doctrine and false teachers and false prophets announcing to you that Israel no longer has a place in God's plan. That God is done with Israel. Israel is nothing. They have no right to the land, and no Jews really exist. This is being preached in churches. Beware. They are false teachers and false prophets. God says in the last day, I'm going to come back to my land. Before I do, I'm going to bring my people home. I'm going to establish them in Israel, and I'm going to defend them. We are on the brink of watching God arise and defend Israel. I believe that unless the rapture happens, you're going to see it soon. You're going to turn on CNN or Fox News or NBC some morning, and you're going to see a massive military onslaught taking place in the Middle East. And if this is the Ezekiel battle that's forming, if it's not, boy, are we close. But for the first time in my 36 years of being a Christian, this is the first time ever that all the players are now in line. We were always missing Turkey before. And we were always missing Sudan before. Not now. Not today. And he says that you will come against my land so the nations may know me when I'm hallowed in you, O Gog, before their eyes. You know what's going to happen? A mass of Islam with the invading nations are going to be so devastated and so embarrassed and so humbled. I believe, by the way, that you'll see, I hope anyway, after this battle takes place, if this is the Ezekiel battle forming in our news today, then listen, you need to be ready to share the gospel with every Muslim you know, because they're going to be so disillusioned when Israel, the size of New Jersey, when the invading army, your homework today is to read Ezekiel 38 in totality and Ezekiel 39. The Bible says that when they begin to invade and Israel thinks it's over, it says that God will God will cause their missiles to be launched, and it says that they'll come right back on their own heads. Who would have thought about that until modern technology came into being? Look, the good old days, you used to pull out an arrow and shoot somebody with it. You didn't have laser-guided arrows. When David had his sling and he's going after Goliath, he didn't have GPS. You just pulled out your weapon and used it. Isn't it interesting? The Bible says that their arrows will come back upon them. And you say, arrows. Yeah, don't get too excited. The word in the Hebrew is the word for missile or projectile. You got to remember, Ezekiel sees a missile launch and says, that looks like an arrow. And the Bible says that it's going to come back on them and they'll be slaughtered in the mountains of Israel. You guys, the mountains of Israel is to the north, Mount Hermon, 9,000 some odd feet high, Golan Heights. And if you go down south, we don't see Jordan involved. Isn't it interesting? You guys, look, I didn't mention Jordan, the land of Edom and Moab, did I? You want to know why? The Jordanians are friends with Israel. King Abdullah doesn't want to mess with Israel at all. In fact, King Abdullah had his palace built. Now, if the Israelis and the Jews were such dangerous people, where would you build your palace? If you're Muslim and if you're the king of Jordan, where would you build your palace? You would build it as far away from Israel as possible. You would build it near Iraq, wouldn't you? Or maybe up north toward Lebanon or Syria, wouldn't you? No. You know where the king built his palace? 6 feet from Israel. I've been there. I mean, I haven't been in the palace. I've been in front of it. He built his palace as close to Israel as he possibly could. And just so Israel would understand that, supposedly the world's biggest flag is at his palace. It's the Jordanian flag. It's almost like King Abdullah is saying, Israel, this is my palace. Remember where it's at. I gave you a big sign. Don't bomb here. I'm your buddy. By the way, he was U.S. He was U.S. schooled. You know, him and his wife, they're Ivy League students and graduates. Interesting. Which, by the way, he's hated right now by the Muslim Brotherhood for his kindness to Israel. Okay, listen, next thing is this. Why isn't the Arab Spring working? Why did the revolution flop? Can everybody hear me? Why isn't the Arab Spring working? Why did the revolution flop? Why did Time Magazine say the revolution that wasn't? Excuse me? The Arab Spring's working perfect. Hello? Are you now watching the news? Do I need to remind you that when it happened, within 24 hours, the United States administration announced freedom in the Middle East. Democracy is coming. There's a revolution in the Middle East. Do you guys remember that? It wasn't very long ago. Some of you, I can look at some of your faces. You're not happy that you're being reminded of this right now. Whenever our government can define something quickly, will you understand this? Whatever they've defined ain't what happened. It's not what's happening. If something blows up and within 5 minutes the government says, that was not a terrorist attack, how do they know? As soon as something happens in the Middle East, we heard over and over again from nation to nation to nation, democracy sweeping the Middle East, freedom, democracy, the people have a voice, they're gonna be able to vote. And now we're saying, why didn't it work? Oh, no, no, you guys, if you understand the Muslim Brotherhood Charter and their vision, it's working perfectly. It's the destabilization of nations to create chaos, then to rush in and to seize the opportunity, the void, and fill it with the Muslim Brotherhood Sharia Islamic governmental plan, a theocracy. Right now, people think they're very cute walking around America saying, we want a separation of church and state, separation of church and state, okay? Understand that. We want a separation of church and state also, okay? The church is far higher and more supreme than the government. Okay, I understand that. But you have to understand something. There is no such thing as a separation of mosque and state. Islam is a theocratic caliphate, a religious rule over the world. And if you want to know about it, look at Saudi Arabia. That's the living model of what they are desiring to achieve. You may not like what I just said. I love you, but I don't care. It's exactly accurate. This is the truth. So why isn't the Arab Spring working? Let's put our eyes to the screen. We've got a bunch of slides for you to look at, and now I will talk about each slide. So the first one, take a look at this. Muslim Brotherhood crucifies opponents, attacks secular media. What happened this week? The Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt literally stormed the media centers. Now, those of you who have the most basic form of history, when you want to control the world, you take control of the media. Ask Karl Marx, Pol Pot, Mao, Hitler, Mussolini. You control the media. The Muslim Brotherhood. Now remember, this is our administration, the United States government, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama said, democracy's come to the Middle East. This is it. This is the democracy. They seized the secular broadcast system in Egypt this week, and they are crucifying naked Christians this week in Egypt. Did you see this on ABC News? Why not? Because our administration is saying democracy has come to the Middle East. This is what's happening. You got to get your news outside of the American news sources, ladies and gentlemen. Give up on American news sources. Next slide. Arab Spring, yikes. What does that say? I can't even see that. Sees rise in anti-Semitism. Again, that should be no surprise. The Muslim Brotherhood Charter says that the Jews have to be destroyed. So what do you expect? The Arab, ladies and gentlemen, the Arab Spring is designed to destroy the Jews. Wake up. Next slide. Obama I'm just going to stay over here. Obama earmarks $800 million of your dollars for Arab Spring nations. We're funding the Muslim Brotherhood. You are. Next slide. Remarks by the president on the Middle East and North Africa. What were the remarks? It's all about democracy. It's all about freedom. He's still talking about freedom and democracy with this taking place. People are being killed who are opposing the Muslim Brotherhood. People are being killed for opposing the Muslim Brotherhood, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are endorsing their actions. That's why you've asked me in the foyer, you've asked me in the courtyard, why aren't we doing anything to help the people in Syria? Why should we? It's going perfectly according to the plan of the Muslim Brotherhood. Next slide. Coptic Christians, Egypt massacre called an act of genocide. We have families here from Egypt. I get reports from them, from their families. They're being killed, ladies and gentlemen. While you and I sit here in pleasure, they're being killed. Why? Because there's an agenda to alter the Middle East and create. Because if you know anything about Islam, Islam is to create a Holocaust global situation, because according to the Quranic teachings, the Mahdi cannot come back. Their Redeemer cannot come back and bring peace until there's a great global cataclysm. Do you understand that in Islamic doctrine, they must create a world catastrophe that provokes their Messiah to come? You know him as the Antichrist, by the way. Next slide. Arab Spring. Fears of Islamicist tyranny grow in Egypt. What do I say to that? But our administration is saying it's a democracy and it is a great achievement. By the way, listen, I'll show this to you, I think, if we have the time. All of this has happened, and there is overwhelming proof that the Cairo speech that Obama gave, if you've never read it, read it. Verbatim, read it. It gave birth to, they're saying, this revolution. And it's being hailed as a wonderful thing.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called What's Really Happening in the Middle East. It's a biblical look at the events that continue to unfold in that region of the world. What's Really Happening in the Middle East? That's the title of our lesson today, and we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, Pastor Jack is with us here to tell us about our featured resource here in a minute, but you know what's kind of cool, Pastor Jack, is walking around the campus here, and I'll say, hey, you know what I read in the Bible this morning? And somebody will say, yes, I know exactly, because we're so all true. Reading the same thing, the one-year Bible. It's we're true. Offering it as a resource. Tell us about it.
It's absolutely true, and it is awesome. 8 years running, we've been doing this, where the whole church together on January 1st starts going through the Bible together.
Right.
And we ended on December 31st in our private reading time, or wherever you're at, anywhere in the world, traveling, whatever. We read the one-year Bible as our devotion. And it's been amazing. It's, you know what, Davey? It's taken a big church and made it real small.
Right.
Because, like you said, we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool. And what we want to do as we approach December 31st and on the brink of a whole new year, we do this every year, is for the months of November and December, we make this available to the body, and it is the one-year Bible. And we're asking you guys to do the same thing. And so if you were to send us a donation of any size, we want to send this Bible to you.
And you're winking. Why are you winking at me?
I know. I hope they heard that. A donation of any size.
We want to get this into your hands.
That means send us a penny.
We want to get this into your hands.
Exactly. Send us a penny, and we will mail it to you. What kind of a deal is that?
That's a pretty good deal, if you
ask
me.
The Word of God, the eternal Word of God for one penny. Okay? So, listen, we want to hear from you, and Davey, tell them how.
Give us a call at 877-RR-RADIO, or you can get a hold of this resource at realradioactive.org. That's the best way, realradioactive.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Till next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.